Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We're talking Father's Day. It's this Sunday. Honoring all the dads out there. There's a list out this morning talking about the best TV dads. Al Bundy came in at number one. Even though he was a horrible father.
He was notoriously not a good dad.
Not a good dad, but best TV dad, I guess.
All right.
I think Tim the Tool Man Taylor's got to be up there as well.
I thought Danny Tanner was a great dad,
Danny
too.
Danny Tanner, pretty solid.
He loved his family.
Bill Cosby? Cosby Show?
Maybe pick a different dad.
Maybe not.
Maybe a different one.
Dan Connor from Roseanne.
There we go.
What about, what's the dad from Family Matters?
Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow. I liked Carl. He was a good dad.
How about Peter Griffin?
Peter Griffin. Uncle Phil, even though he's the uncle. Phil was a good dad.
Really good.
It's so cute.
Thank you so much. All right, so phone lines are open right now if you'd like to call in. Let's give Dad some love this morning. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I love you guys. You're fabulous. You're best in Denver. Woohoo!
Oh, you can take all the time you want.
Aww.
Oh, it's very sweet. Very kind of you, Susan. All right, so who's your dad? Tell us about him.
My dad was Harold Parker, and everybody called him Hap because his initials were H-A-P.
Hap.
And he was fabulous. I was his first child because I had a stepsister. And so I was his first child, and he always called me his baby girl. And he's been gone since 2011. And it was great because I could call him anytime, day or night, and say, like when the back porch fell off my house, I just bought a house and the back porch fell off.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, Dad, I think something happened to my house. He goes, I'll be right up.
Oh,
it was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hap.
So he came over, he tarped the house, he helped me get it all closed up. He helped me rebuild the back of my house.
That's a solid dad move. That's a dad that knows how to do everything, you know?
My dad was so fabulous.
I love it. This is why we're doing it, Susan, so you can rave about your dad for Father's Day. You're getting us all teary and eyed in here. Stop it.
Sorry, but, you know, I really wished my father was still here.
Yeah.
Because he could teach me so much, and I learned so much from him. And he was so knowledgeable about so many different things. And he was born during the Depression. And so he taught me how to save my money, how to, you know, find resources to get money, how to invest my money, how to just be careful with my money.
And now you're loaded.
So.
Yeah. How rich are you right now, Susan?
Oh, no, honey. I'm not rich.
Oh, Hap didn't do a very good job then.
I'm very, very blessed. And it was because of my father that I'm very blessed.
We are very blessed to have you call this morning and rave about Hap. Thank you so much for starting this off.
Well, you guys have a great day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And Jeremy, and Josh, and Katie, I hope you guys all have a wonderful Sunday. You take care of yourselves, and you're the best thing ever happened to this company.
Thank you, Susan. Susan, I love you to pieces.
I love you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God.
That's for Hap. That's awesome. We're talking dads this morning. You can call in and give your dad a shout-out, 303-691-1649. Hi, Laurel.
Hi.
Oh, how cute. How old are you, Laurel?
Eight.
Eight. Okay, so who's your dad?
His name's Cody.
Cody. What makes Cody such a great dad?
One of my favorite things about him is that he calls me monkey all the time and that he plays wrestling with us.
Oh, I love it. That's so cute.
Does he have a special move, Laurel? Does he give you the claw or something like that when he wrestles?
No.
He's just silly.
Katie's ridiculous, isn't she? She doesn't know. Is your dad a good cook?
Yeah.
Yeah? Aww. What's one of the good things your dad makes? Is he a good griller?
There's two things, his potato wedges and his chili.
Okay.
Oh, boy, you could have those together, really.
Yeah.
You could dip your potato wedges in Dad's chili. That's great. Super tasty. Laurel, that's very sweet of you to call in today and give your dad some love. Did you buy him a gift for Father's Day?
Not yet.
No? Okay, you better get on that, all right? You better go shopping.
Are you doing anything special with him on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh. Can you tell us, or is it a secret?
Secret.
Okay, good.
Keep it a secret.
We get it.
Yeah. All right, tell Cody you love him right now.
I love you, Daddy.
Oh, God, that one got me.
Laurel, that's adorable.
Oh, that got me. Laurel, thank you for calling. You're a sweetheart. Have a great day.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Well, that one got me. I'm all teary. Right? Hi, Rylan.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Who's your dad?
Good morning. My dad is Jason.
Jason, tell us about Jason.
I love him because he's always, like, supporting me, and he goes to all my soccer games, even if it's, like, late at night or, like, really early in the morning. He always comes, and he always, like, cooks really good food for us, and he's always there for us, like, all the time.
Sounds like you got a pretty rad dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you any good at soccer?
I like to think so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good that your dad's out there supporting you. Is he a good cook?
Yeah, he's a good cook.
Yeah. What's he cooking that you love?
He always makes really good breakfast burritos and pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Pasta.
Yes.
Gotta have a signature pasta dish.
Love it. All right, Rylan, tell Jason you love him.
I love you, Dad.
Ah! So good.
So cute.
Thank you for calling this morning.
Thank you.
Bye. This is cute. Gives you the feels.
It
I
does.
Like it.
If you want to call in and rave about your dad, we've got two open lines right now. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Here's a double whammy, Sage and Kate. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So are you both daughters, or we got mom and daughter? Who are we talking to?
It's my mom and me.
So who's who?
My mom's Kate, and I'm Sage.
Okay. All right. Very good. There.
Got everything straight.
All right, Sage. So tell us about your dad.
He's just awesome. His name is John, but I call him Dad. But he's just so awesome and, like, selfless and he's, like, super Christian, and he's just, like, he's just awesome sauce. He's always there for me, and, like, he, like, supports me in, like, all my sports and stuff. And, yeah, he's just awesome.
That's really awesome. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. You're very well-spoken for an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. I thought you were, like, high school.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out your age,
too.
Yeah.
It sounds like your dad's bringing you up in a lot of really good ways. Does he fart a lot? Is he always farting?
Yeah.
As dads do.
Most dads do. What about cooking? Say, is he a good cook?
He's so good at cooking.
Yeah? What's your favorite meal?
Probably his pasta that he makes.
Good old pasta. Nice and easy. Nice and easy. Kate, are you there?
I'm here.
Rave about your husband. Is he a good dad?
He is an amazing dad. He loves the kids so much, and it's probably his best thing about him. So,
what are you guys doing for him on Sunday?
We've got a lot planned.
Crickets. You don't have anything planned. You don't have anything planned.
If he hears this, then it'll spoil it.
You've got to keep it under wraps. I get it.
Yeah. You've got to keep it under wraps. That's right.
Well, you give John some love from us this weekend, and we appreciate you two calling in as well. Thank you for sounding off.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, my gosh. Is this Drew? Is this Drew, our daily dad joke, Drew?
Hi, Drew!
Hi, buddy. Well, first of all, thank you for sending in those daily dad jokes. We never get a chance to actually talk to you, and thank you.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Yeah, of course.
Today's was hilarious, buddy. We're shoving the old lady over.
Yep.
That's a solid joke.
Yeah, that's how you make Jeremy happy.
All right, so when you text us every day, are you texting from your dad's phone?
Sometimes my mom, sometimes my dad.
Okay, gotcha. All right, buddy. Well, tell us about your dad.
He just loves to spend time with me and just does so much for me.
Yeah, what's his name?
Troy.
Troy. Okay, like, what do you guys like doing together?
You call him dad, of course.
Yeah, that's good. What's some of the best things that you guys do together?
We play basketball. We sometimes go to the pool.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Some good dad stuff. Did you get him anything for Father's Day?
I got him a couple things.
Yeah.
And we're going to Waterworld on Father's Day.
Oh, okay. Gotta love that. That's a dad move.
That's a belly flopping day right there with dad.
Hey, what about your jokes that you send every day, Drew? Does your dad help you out with your dad jokes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cute. I've always wondered that. If that's like a, you know.
Yeah, I have a whole notebook full of dad jokes.
Well, keep them coming, buddy. I will tell you that a lot of our listeners write in and tell us how much they love your little daily dad joke.
Yes, you're a big hit.
You are a hit, man. All right, so tell your dad that you love him right now.
I will. I love you, Dad.
Good job, Drew.
Good job,
Drew,
buddy.
We will talk with you Monday. See you later.
Yep, see you Monday.
Bye.
Drew's the best.
All right,
see you Monday.
He's a stud.
Bye.
Hi, Tomi.
Hello.
Hi. We're raving about dads today. We're letting people call in and tell their dads how much they love them for Father's Day. So, Tomi, tell me, who's your dad?
My dad is Zolt.
Zolt. All right. Tell us about Zolt.
Yeah.
He's a really good dad. He spends a lot of time with me. He likes to play games with me. He makes really good food.
Yeah? What type of games do you guys play together?
Like Minecraft.
Nice.
Car games. He really likes cars.
Yeah.
He likes cars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you like cars too, Tomi?
Yeah, I think they're cool.
Oh, so it's something you can do together.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, does your dad walk around in his underwear a lot?
No.
Okay, good. That's a good dad, because you don't want to see dad walking around in his underpants. That is a big no-no.
Take it from me, Tomi. That sticks with you.
Yeah. That's all Katie's dad used to do is walk around, even when her friends were over.
I know.
Tomi, I want you to tell your dad, Zolt, right now how much you love him.
I love you a lot.
Oh!
Tomi, have a good weekend with your dad.
Cute.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you. Hayden.
Hello.
Hello, Hayden. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Oh, another 11-year-old. How cute. Okay, so who's your dad?
My dad is Josh.
Josh. Oh. All right, we know a Josh. So is he like the best dad ever?
He is.
Yeah.
Why he is the best dad ever is because he hikes with me and he takes me on climbing trips and he's always willing to try a new video game with me.
Yeah? What video game are you guys playing right now?
Playing a lot of Fortnite recently.
Fortnite?
We've been playing a lot of Fortnite.
I could listen to you talk
Hayden,
all day,
you
Hayden.
Are adorable. You're so well-spoken. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you. I just love
hearing you talk about your dad.
What does your dad do for a living? Do you know what he does?
He does cybersecurity.
Oh,
cybersecurity.
Yep.
You're so cute, Hayden. Okay,
I love this kid.
Does your dad like to cook?
He does sometimes.
Yeah. Does he have like one special dish that he makes all the time?
A lot of mac and cheese.
Yeah, it's a dad's specialty. Does he ever cut the hot dogs up and put the hot dogs in it?
Ooh.
That's our favorite summer meal.
I feel like it. It's your favorite summer meal. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Hayden. Did we ask him what his dad? What's your dad's name?
Josh.
Oh, that's right.
That's
Josh. You're the
great
Josh.
Name.
That's
the Josh.
All right, tell Josh you love him.
I love you, Dad.
Oh, Hayden, you're very sweet. You have a good day and have a happy Father's Day with your dad.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Now that was damn cute.
He was adorable.
The way he said Fortnite.
No. Cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity.
I love it.
Nikita.
Yes.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I want to thank you for calling in to rave about your dad. What's your dad's name?
Nathan.
Nathan, tell us about Nathan.
Well, he's actually dead at the moment. I'm calling on behalf of my brother, who is in Denver City Jail. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my dad, who's now in heaven.
Oh, we feel for you. Yeah. We feel for you. But at least you got a day, you know, to dedicate to him and think about him on Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
It's really hard when we don't have our dads with us on this day. But, you know, it's important to remember what makes us smile about them. So I hope, Nikita, you're able to smile about your dad a little bit this weekend.
Yes, I am.
Is there a little story or anything you want to talk about your dad?
No, just give a shout out to him.
Just give him some love. All right.
Rest in peace. Rest in paradise.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Solid. We hope you have a very blessed Sunday. All right.
Yep. You too. Thank you.
Appreciate
you, Nikita.
Well, that was sweet and sad.
Yeah.
That one gives you the feels.
It is, but people deal with that too. You know. So.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes, but it's all about the dads right now. So you want to give your dad some love?
Oh, you betcha. My dad is the best dad in the world. I was adopted. My dad is 94 years old.
Hey,
that's great.
He just had his 94th birthday last week, and this week he's in South Dakota with the rest of the family having his Father's Day.
Hey. Oh, I love that.
You should sneak up there. Go surprise him.
Well, I just might do that. I have to work today, but I was thinking about doing it tomorrow.
It's not a bad drive. Yeah. Where's he at in South Dakota?
He is in, what's it called? Belfouche area?
Okay.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah.
it's about an hour away from Rapid City.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's not a bad drive then. You could do
no.
that. You sneak up yeah, there, surprise really... him.
I just might do that.
I want you to. Oh. So what's the best thing about your 94-year-old dad?
That he's still alive, man.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
Right?
That's right.
He's chugging along. He still drives. He still does yard work. I mean, you would never know this man is 94, and hey, I love him to pieces.
That's the key to staying young is staying busy, right?
That's right.
Once you sit around, you go to hell, so stay active.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's your adopted dad, so that's a huge huge one, too, for all the dads that are stepdads out there.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
my dad and mom brought me home when I was 3 days old. And they've just been the best parents ever. My mom passed away, and I live with my dad, and he's just great. I love him to pieces.
Ah, that's sweet.
I love that.
That's sweet. Well, this is why we're doing it, to show dad some love today, even when they're 94 years old, Joe.
That's right. I hope he makes it some more.
That's right. Amen. So do we. Well, you enjoy your drive this weekend going up there to see him, all right?
All right. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thanks, you. Joe. To all your friends about us, Joe, have a good weekend. All right, this will be last call. We can do a couple more. So if you want to call in and rave about your dad, this is last call. And then we got to move on because of time. But 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, if you want to give dad a shout-out for Father's Day, like Autumn. Hi, Autumn.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. How old are you?
I'm 17.
Right on, Autumn. Tell us about your daddy.
He's absolutely amazing. I love my dad to pieces.
Aww. What's his name?
Bobby.
Bobby. Okay, so what makes Bobby the best dad ever?
He's just fun. He's super sarcastic. He always helps me fix my car whenever I break it. he bakes. He cooks. He just runs around the house when we play Nerf gun fights.
Man, you got the whole package when it comes
to
your dad. He'll fix your car and get in a Nerf battle? That's pretty pretty solid dad right there. Is there
and the witty banter.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
witty banter,
you know we're
you
a fan.
Win.
We are a fan of witty banter for sure. Is there one thing that your dad does that just super annoys you, though?
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
Probably he says dad jokes, but they're absolutely awful. they're cheesy dad jokes.
Oh, those are the best ones, Autumn. As long as he doesn't do it around all your friends, you know?
No, but he does. They're like, your dad is so funny. I'm like, no.
You're like, try living with him.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right, well, tell Bobby right now that you love him and you want him to have a great Father's Day.
I love you, Dad.
So sweet. Autumn, thank you for calling. Enjoy your father.
Enjoy your father.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right. Tara. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
I'm 11.
11. Who's your dad?
His name is
Nate. Oh, your phone is so bad. It's so hard to hear you. I'm going to throw you on hold. Josh can see if we can get her in a better spot. Is it Esme?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, Esme.
Oh, this is going to be cute.
Hi.
How old are you, Esme?
Five.
Five. Who's your dad?
Cody.
Is it Cody? Okay, Cody.
What's so great about Cody, Esme? What's so great about your dad?
Well,
Yep. He does yard work.
Good.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. He does yard work, which is nice, so you can go out and play in the nice, clean yard, right?
Exactly.
He gathers all the leaves up when there's too much leaves.
Yep, you want those leaves off the lawn for sure. That's a good dad.
He lawnmowers.
Yes. He lawnmowers, good.
Yep.
He also brushes my teeth good.
Okay, that's good. That needs to be done,
yes.
That's me.
Yes, because you're eating all that candy. Great, you gotta get all that candy out of there. What else does he do that's so great?
He plays with me. He likes to play games with me.
That's good.
He plays Go Fish. Oh. He plays Sharks and Minnows.
Yeah, that's good. You've got a good, good dad.
You do.
I'm very happy for you. Can you tell your dad that you love him right now?
I love you, Daddy.
Thank you for calling. You have a good weekend with your dad. You're very sweet. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Aw, Esme.
That
was
just
adorable.
Warmed my whole heart.
Oh, my goodness.
I love little dad.
That was so cute.
That's
so adorable.
So cute.
We'll do three more. Brielle, is that who this is?
Yep.
Hi, Brielle.
Yep. Hi.
Hi, good morning. How old are you?
I'm 13.
13, right on. That's how old my son is. All right, so who's your dad?
His name's Kyle.
Kyle. All right, what makes Kyle so darn awesome?
He takes me and my family on, like, adventures all over the place, and we go camping all the time, and he's a nurse, so.
That's
Dang,
really great.
He's a good dad, yeah.
Where was the last few places that he took you guys?
We've been to Moab, Utah, and Wisconsin.
Wasn't Moab awesome?
Yeah, I love Moab.
Me
yeah.
too. I could go back there all the time. I love Moab.
Arches all day.
Yeah.
Arches for days.
Yep.
Is there something your dad does that you're like, ugh, that's gross?
What does he do that's gross?
Is he always burping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
true.
There you go.
Burping and scratching.
Typical dad.
What are you doing for him on Sunday?
I think we're just going to hang out. We might go somewhere together.
Good.
Might go on a hike.
There you go.
Yeah, you go nice low key. I like
All right. Tell Kyle how much you love him.
I love you, Dad.
So Aww, sweet.
So
it was,
cute.
It was really cute that you called in. Josh will make this a podcast later, and you can play it for your dad, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Brielle.
Bye. All right, Leah and Kane. Hi, Leah.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. There you are. How old are you, Leah?
I'm 9.
9. Ooh, you're going to be 10 soon. Double digits. That's exciting. Yeah. All right, Leah, who's your dad? What's his name?
Matthew.
Matthew. Okay, why is Matthew the best dad ever?
He makes really good food, and he plays with me in his office, and he lets me watch movies with him.
That's really a good dad. What's your favorite movie to watch with Dad?
The Princess Bride.
Yeah, that's a great one.
A lot of people love that movie.
As you wish.
Personally, Leah, I think it's one of the worst movies ever made.
Well, that's...
Leah, don't listen to Jeremy.
I don't listen to him.
Don't listen to him.
Let me tell you, little 9-year-old Leah, that movie is garbage.
It is a great movie. So good.
So good.
He's only mostly dead.
So why are you playing in Dad's office so much? Is that when he's working?
He plays games in his office a lot, and he likes when I'm around him in his office.
Oh, I got you. That's good. That sounds like a really good dad. Did you buy him a present for Sunday?
I think.
You think?
Yeah.
We got him a book.
A book?
Oh, there
good.
You go.
Dads like books.
For his office.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Very good. All right. Tell your dad, Matthew, that you love him oh so very much.
I love you, Dad.
Oh. Very good, Leah. Have a good Sunday with your dad. Thank you for calling. She's a sweetheart.
Adorable.
Hi, Kane.
Hi.
Hi, bud. So you're it. You get the last one. Tell us about your dad.
Wow. Well, my dad's pretty great. He's in a different state right now, so I can't really see him on Sunday, but he's great. He's definitely a role model for me. He supports me through everything. I also kind of want to give a shout-out to my grandpa. because he's helped me with my car, and he's also a big role model for me.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. What kind of car?
2011 HHR.
Oh. Chevy. Are you guys, like, restoring it, or?
Not a 2011.
No. Yeah, no, that's not that old.
Josh doesn't know cars. Just, cool. It's all right.
I mean, 2011.
Yeah. HHR, that's a little Chevy, like, wagon-looking thing, right?
Yeah, it's the, like, PT Cruiser-looking
thing. That's right, yeah. What color is it?
Silver.
Does that have flames going down the side at all?
No.
Good. Don't do that, like, King. Don't do that.
What are you talking about? You know better than that.
Well, that's a fun car to have.
Yeah.
Kane, tell your dad that you love him out of state.
I love you out of state, Dad.
What state's he in?
Minnesota.
What's he doing there?
Working.
Working.
Living. I don't know.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw your dad?
Last month when I moved him out there.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Well, we hope we get to see him again, buddy. Thank you for calling, and good luck with everything. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. Well, that was nice.
Yeah. That was awesome.
They showed up for the dads.
They
knew
did
they would.
Show up. I didn't think anybody would show up because nobody thinks about Father's Day. None of my kids called. I noticed that.
I was going to say your family was largely absent during that whole time.
My wife didn't call and my kids didn't call. Well, that's telling.
Don't even go home today.
Maybe I'll move to Minnesota with Kane's dad. You never know where I'll end up. No, but seriously, thank you to everybody who called in today, especially those cute kids, darn it.
Oh, my gosh.
You're all so darn cute.
You got me.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. We hope you have a rockin' Sunday.